Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR on this Thursday, March the 14th, 2024. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now.
Good morning, everybody. I may be the first to wish you all a happy pie day. I know for you and me, that may be chocolate, Tim, but for Ed, I'm thinking it might be pizza.
It's pie day?
It's pie day.
You know, I've never called pizza. I don't use pizza pie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just
pizza. It's shaped like a pie, right?
It is. Kind of? It is. So that kind of pie.
Well, not, any kind of pie.
3.14.
Today's March 14th. 3.14.
Ah, okay.
That's why it's pie day.
All right. But is it pie day as in apple, or is it both?
Whatever kind of 3.14 pie you want to make it. Okay. Celebrate it however you want.
All right,
Ed.
Now, so you're talking math.
Math.
Okay.
Yeah, but we celebrate it with the culinary arts.
Have y'all seen the, I'm probably telling a joke everybody's heard before, but there was a kid who went off to college. His dad, you know, his parents paid a lot of money for him to go off to college, and he came back like after a year home and said to his, have y'all heard this one? Before
I have, but okay. There are probably four people listening.
I haven't. I don't. Not yet. I don't think I have.
So yet. Anyway, the dad says, "Well, son, I want you to tell me one big thing you've learned with all your education that your mom and I paid for the last year." He goes, "Well, Dad, I have learned this: pi r square."
It is funny. It is a funny joke.
Pi r square. Anyway, you can imagine what his reaction of his dad was.
No, I didn't go to your college, and I know pi r round.
So what is it?
It's National Pi Day.
But who came?
It's Pi Day, yeah.
Pi Day. So what are you going to celebrate with?
I might get a slice here and there.
Where do you?
Get a slice.
Yeah, get a slice of pie.
Get a slice of pizza.
That's what you do.
I don't know. I'm trying to knock off 10 before vacation. Our family goes to the beach and in the last of May, first.
And you don't eat salad is what you're saying when you go.
No, I don't eat salad, but I don't want to be. Well, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to sound vain, but I don't want to get out there and. And
have people stare.
Be the old grandpa. You know what I'm saying?
I want people call the beach patrol saying there's a beached whale over here.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, I wasn't going to say that because every year I go, there are many beached whales.
Right.
Oh, I don't want to be one of them. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
No, I understand.
So pie, I don't know. I'll try to.
Okay.
But pie day.
Take it under. Today is pie day. That's all I got
to
say.
They make pie day on Friday, you know, just to make it rhyme.
But. There's also
I don't know who decides these things.
There's also Star Wars Day, you know, coming up.
Yeah, May the 4th.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
That's right.
We Americans, man, we can name anything a holiday,
that's
right?
We're a happy people.
As long as the post office doesn't close again, right. I'm okay with it. Yes. They got enough days off, okay? All right, go ahead, Steve.
All right, hey, I'd like to take us on a trip to Canada, if I might. May I? Fred is not here, we're doing this in his honor, but he won't be honored necessarily by this. So, you know, we've been talking here in this country a lot about the Defund the Police movement and how it has affected law enforcement negatively, the cities, the crime rates going up, and a lot of it is because of woke district attorneys who refuse to put people in prison.
No cash bail.
No cash bail, all that, yeah. Well, they got the same kind of problem up in Canada. So up in Canada, they have just passed the Online Harms Act. It's Bill C-63. And it would allow judges to imprison adults for life. For life. If they post something on social media which someone deems as advocating for genocide. And that's, of course, totally subjective. Also, It will allow a provincial judge to impose house arrest and a fine if there were reasonable grounds to believe a defendant will commit an offense. If you think he's going to post that, the judge can put him under house arrest. I suppose you have to take.
So this is calling for genocide. So you're saying that in this law, this is vague enough that someone could say, a prosecutor could say, well, he said the Bible teaches that homosexuality is a sin. Therefore, that's the same as
kill all the homosexuals.
Yeah.
And that's what could happen.
Wow.
Meanwhile, so this is what they're spending their time in law enforcement doing is putting people in jail for life while they tweet something that might be bad. Meanwhile, in Toronto, they're having a problem with people coming in and kicking the doors in and going inside the house and rummaging around and taking car fobs, you know, the car fobs.
Yeah.
So we've got I want you to hear what the Toronto, it's a constable in Toronto, and I have his name. This is a news report from Toronto City News, and Toronto Police Constable Marco Riccardi is now saying, this is what we recommend for you. So keep in mind, one, they are putting people in prison possibly for life for an online post. And two, this is what they want you to do with your car keys. Cut 9.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto Police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
Yeah, put your keys by the door so they can just take them instead of breaking in and hurting you.
Where was this?
Toronto, Canada.
Okay, so now the Faraday pouches, those are those pouches that would prevent somebody from accessing the code or whatever the key fob
right.
might use to start your car.
I believe
and then
that's
stealing
what that is.
The signal or whatever.
Yes.
And then being able to take your car and go. So people are doing that. They have Faraday wallets and all kinds of stuff.
And if they can't do that, then they say the thieves are breaking into the house to try to find the car. Now,
so Canada, instead of allowing its citizens to have their own guns, is saying, well, you know what? The bad guys are getting guns, so you might as well give them what they
want.
Give them
what they want. Yeah. So put your key by the door.
Was that like the police chief?
That was it was a police constable, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you know, in some cities, like in California, the big cities I read where they tell them, you know, you go park downtown, you leave your doors open to your car.
So they don't have to break the windows when they steal your radio?
So the people don't have to break the windows. They can just get what they want or see that you don't have anything of value. I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
Unless they want to just take your car outright. But in this case, the police chief's saying just give them the keys. Yeah, there's no point in fighting them.
The police are
because you don't have a gun, but they do.
Well, I thought that anti-gun laws worked. This is what you always hear from the left. We need strong anti-gun laws that'll prevent gun violence. Here you have a constable saying we know they're getting guns, and so you might as well just give in.
Yeah,
he's an idiot.
Well,
I'm Canada's sorry.
Filling up with idiots.
That's idiocy, complete and total. Huh?
Official okay. idiocy, though, because that's the policy of the police in Toronto now.
No, I'm not moving there.
Nor well, good.
I do know. Anyway. All right, so that's in Canada.
That's in
Hopefully
Canada.
Hopefully it stays in Canada.
Well, we're yes.
Stays in California, somewhere else.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
All right, so Abraham Hamilton III is in with us. Abe is general counsel for American Family Association. He's heard each afternoon on AFR with the Hamilton Corner from 5 to 6. Good morning, Abe.
Good morning.
I know, Abe, but that triggered you probably right there, didn't it?
Triggered?
Well, the...
You like that pun?
I do. I like that.
Yeah, or not, or didn't
Do you have anything to add to my "that's idiot"? He's an idiot.
Well, I first have to say that I enjoyed your facial expression when listening to that audio clip. That was that balanced out my internal revulsion to the insanity that is proceeding up north,
North of the border,
But as you said, in California, they're encouraging just don't lock your doors.
Well. Yeah, in Oakland, California. Yeah, that's
just don't just so in Toronto, leave your keys in the door so they can break in your home.
Yeah, they want your car. They have guns. You can't have a gun, and so you need to leave your fob there so they can take your car without getting into a confrontation with them. That's what he's saying here.
There seems to be a direct line of commonality of thought between California all the way up to Toronto.
I agree with you.
And it is
left wing lunacy.
It is. I mean. It defies foundational logic. It just completely defies it. You have to ignore logic in order to embrace these ideas as being welcoming. It's like why not? I mean, in order to end gun violence, then
why not just put the keys on the outside of the door? Why keep them inside?
I mean, I have doors anyway.
Well. Right,
I mean, snows.
Well, it is Canada, so
maybe.
But you know, why make them break in the house? Why don't you put them on the outside and have a little sign, say, "Please don't break in. Here's what you want.
Here's some cash.
Here's
No, they interviewed all of the thieves, and they only want your car, according to the police officer.
That's all they want.
All right, I'm gonna do a topic whiplash. That's enough of that. That's we all know that's crazy.
Let's move on, eh?
Yeah. So, I like what
the
you said.
The maple syrup. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Abe, I want to ask you, are a pastor too, a pastor at a church. I wanted to talk about the Bible for just a moment because I tease you because when you do devotions here at AFA, you undoubtedly have an Old Testament reference here. You know there's a New Testament, right?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
The last several times I did devotions was New Testament.
Yeah, but Abe always
wasn't paying attention. He was on TikTok.
My mind must have been wandering, or either I wasn't here at all. I know because you've made reference to Tim says that I only use the New Old Testament, so I'm going to use the New Testament so I can demonstrate that I can teach out of there as well. And this is a subject for an hour show, but I was just curious. Seriously, the Bible is the divine word of God from Genesis to Revelation, so Old Testament and New Testament. There's no separation in terms of these are the words of the Lord to humans. The Bible, the Holy Bible, the reason we call it the Holy Bible. But I was curious, and you guys can answer this too, wanted to get Abe's take first. If you had a Mount Rushmore of the Old Testament, who would be on there?
In terms of people?
In terms of the people.
Oh, man.
Hold on a second. You guys, before Abe does this, write yours down. Or at least have it in your mind. I'm going to write mine down. So do a TikTok video while we do this here, Abe. Hold on. I'm giving you time to think about it.
Okay.
I've got three that I think is going to be on all our list.
How many do we get?
Four. Mount Rushmore, Steve.
Okay, that's right.
Unless they've erased one.
Okay.
You know. Did Teddy Roosevelt get taken off? Did he? Anyway, so I've got three. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna go with this fourth one. Three of them, I think we're all going to get, and I bet our listeners who are students of the Bible are going to say the same thing. Okay, there you go. Give me your Old Testament Mount Rushmore, Abe.
And these are humans.
And I did not forewarn Abe. I'm springing it on him.
Yes.
The priest according to Melchizedek.
To be fair, I didn't say yesterday, Abe, I'm going to ask you this question. Think about it. I just gave him there, but I gave him 60 seconds or something like that. So give me your Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
You don't have to name them in order of significance. Okay. Just give me the top four players, so to speak.
Top four players.
That was I apologize.
Subjective because this is
the top four people of significance in the Old Testament. All right, go.
Okay.
Give me one name. Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming. All right. Moses.
Okay, no, stop right there. I got Moses on mine.
I had
Moses. I just crossed him out because I thought of somebody that I'd want.
You crossed out Moses?
I did. Oh, Moses.
I did.
You're disqualified.
Let me slide over here a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, I get this is subjective, so
yeah,
okay.
Moses.
But I got Moses. So I got Moses, you got Moses, yes, and Ed's got Moses. Mm-hmm. Steve crossed Moses out.
I had it, but then I crossed it out.
I can't wait to see who Moses got X for.
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
I'll include Abraham. No pun intended.
I got Abraham.
Okay, we all got Abraham. All right. So that's two. Go ahead.
Elijah.
I don't have Elijah. Do you have Elijah?
I did not have Elijah.
But okay, that's three of your four. You got a fourth one. What's your fourth one?
David.
I got David. So we all have Abraham and we all have David.
Yep.
And Moses.
Well,
no, we don't.
No, we
Steve,
don't all have Moses.
Steve,
I don't
now,
have Moses.
Steve
I,
traded him.
I traded Moses.
I would have gone with Elijah, but I wanted to include the only Italian prophet in the Old Testament,
Malachi.
So I had to go there.
Malachi.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I crossed off Elijah.
He did the Mona. Didn't he paint the Mona Lisa too? Malachi.
The prophet Malachi. Oh man. I mean, Malachi. He was what I considered.
That's what you're Malachi. Yeah. Malachi. All right.
John the Baptist was kind of like him. You
yes.
Know, the prophet like John the Baptist. Malachi.
Oh, so who'd you scratch Moses off for?
He traded Moses.
Who'd you trade Moses
He's
for?
A horrible GM, Jim. He's a horrible GM.
I traded Moses for David.
Oh, for Dave.
David, yeah.
No.
Well,
who are you for? No. Yeah, who
are
you for?
Abraham, David, Joshua, and Daniel.
Oh, Joshua's okay. Good. Oh, Daniel's
Daniel.
Good. Hey, listen, they're
yeah.
Joshua,
I about
you
Daniel
said Joshua
too.
And Daniel?
And Daniel.
Oh, well, okay. Moses. Oh, man, I still don't.
Yeah, how do you trade Moses?
Moses, even for Daniel or Joshua. Must... I think it's subjective. Maybe, you think Daniel has a better batting average?
I can't believe we're arguing about
I
Mount
know.
Rushmore.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you mine. Of course, Abraham, David.
It's a nice name.
Moses. Yep. And I put Jacob.
Yeah.
On my Mount Rushmore,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Jacob.
I mean,
it's pretty
comes
big.
Comes Israel.
Pretty
kind
big,
of big deal.
Pretty big deal. So anyway,
Aren't you glad we had you on, Abe, to discuss?
Well, you know, anytime I can.
That's segue. 4 years of seminary for that, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Anytime I can lead us to a robust discussion of Malachi.
Malachi.
Can't pass that up.
Who did you list? What was your first name?
Abraham was first.
Okay, why Abraham? I mean, I know the answer to it, but I'm just for those who are listening and they're curious, the significance of Abraham's life is what?
Yeah, his faith and him being the progenitor of what became the chosen people of Israel. You know, the Lord summoned him from Ur of the Chaldees, started with his father Terah, and he became the one who established the lineage of what became the Hebrew people.
Okay, so there were no Hebrew people before Abraham?
No. In fact, the term Hebrew comes from the phrase that the Canaanites used to describe him because he's a foreigner who moved into the Canaan area, and they referred to him as Heber, which means from over there, which is why his
descendants. I did not know that.
Yeah, which is why his descendants became described as the Hebrew people because they knew he wasn't native to the area but had moved into the area.
And that would have been looking at the map of the Middle East. Where would that have been from?
So modern day Iraq is where Abraham was born. His name was originally Abram in modern day Iraq, which is
what was that called at the time?
Ur of the Chaldees,
okay.
Chaldea.
Okay, I got you.
And then he
Mesopotamia.
Yeah, Mesopotamia, and then he moved over to modern day Israel, descending from the northern part where Syria is into.
So Hebrews came from that.
Yeah.
Wow,
I didn't know
the
that.
Hebrew people.
Yeah.
And then Abraham is the father.
He's the father of the Hebrew people.
Of the Hebrew people. And the Hebrews became, do you know how the word Jews came about?
Yeah. When the nations divided, the northern kingdom became Israel, the southern kingdom became Judah. And then, ultimately, the northern kingdom was annihilated, 722 BC. And there was only the southern kingdom for over a century. after that transpired, and ultimately it was the Southern Kingdom that was exiled into Babylon.
Right,
where Daniel was.
580.
Where Daniel was. 586 BC is where it culminated.
My wife and I are listening to Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about to come back to Israel. The people of the Hebrews.
Yeah.
Children of Israel. But anyway, so you guys have got the right story, right?
Yeah.
In Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, they're about to go into captivity into Babylon.
From Babylon, they're in Babylon.
But there were promises that they would come back after.
Yes.
And Daniel cites Jeremiah's writings as one of the reasons why he knew it would be 70 years.
And then Daniel.
Nehemiah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Daniel knocked off Moses. Steve's top four. Why Daniel?
David knocked off Moses.
Why Daniel?
Daniel, I like Daniel because he's a man of principle. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a good example to my dad used to. There was a song when I was growing up called "Dare to Be a Daniel."
Yeah,
he's a man of principle that stands up for what he believes. I like Joshua because he's a fallible man that God used, and I feel like that a lot of times. David, because he
what are your fallibilities?
other than shirt choices.
Yeah.
No, I like that. That's a cool shirt.
I like that. Play it.
Yeah. David, I chose because he's a warrior, a man of action.
Well, King David.
He was King David, right? And then Abraham, because you
King
can't
David's
have Mount Rushmore of the Old Testament without Abraham. When I heard Abe was coming in here, we're going to talk about the Bible, and I wasn't sure I was asking, are we going to talk about John 3:16, or do I have to study up on like soteriology or something? And I realized those two the same thing actually, but I didn't know how deep we're going to go.
I appreciate your reference to Daniel, and I think Daniel's example is really instructive for us because he was not only a man of principle, but specifically within a pagan and godless society. Mm-hmm. You know, those who were his enemies, they were concluded after. And you think about this; they had access to like CIA level. Investigatory background checks, and they concluded, man, the only way we're going to catch this cat, it has to deal with his God, because he is a man of integrity, a man of principle, and there's nothing that you look under the curtains and all, you won't find anything. So if we're going to ensnare him, it has to concern his commitment to his God.
Mm. Was it Nebuchadnezzar that threw Daniel in the lion's den?
Well, it was under Darius.
Darius. Yeah, Darius.
Later.
Darius.
And that was because Darius liked Daniel.
Loved him.
So Darius was, in a sense, tricked by his own consultants, if you will. And Darius was so concerned because he couldn't break the law. Once Daniel was caught, he was thrown to the lion's den, and Darius rushed the next morning to see
Didn't
if he was
all
right.
night.
Didn't sleep.
Well, so Daniel is definitely top 10, in anybody's list in the Old Testament in terms of.
Hey, don't sleep on Malachi now, okay? He's the final prophet.
We can talk about that next time, Ed. Would you give us a book review?
Yes.
Malachi?
I'll do my
and maybe some recipes.
Oral book report.
Some recipes.
Malachi just sounds like, hey, where do y'all want to go for dinner tonight? I don't know. I could use some Italian.
Hey, how come you know a pay of your tithe? Right. Huh?
Hey, why don't you call and get, reservations at Malachi's? We'll go there.
You get a pizza pie.
Pizza pie. It's
I
pie
like
day.
The way you're ending that story.
There you go. Happy pie day, Abraham.
Pie day. He has his reasons for that. He can tell you.
Okay.
Hey, Abe wasn't in here when we went over that.
I know.
All right. So have a great rest of your day, everybody. And Trivia Friday tomorrow. We'll see you back here then for some serious edumacation.